Hello, and welcome to another podcast from HPS. In the interview you're about to hear, I had the pleasure of catching up with our client, Jackie Attard. Jackie is the CEO of an organization called Realize Business, and I asked Jackie to talk to me about the coaching services that she'd recently taken from HPS, the value that she'd gained from undertaking that coaching to support her as a CEO, and importantly, the impact that that had on her organization. Now, Realize Business has been operating since 1989 and has now become one of Sydney's premier small business advisory services, providing general business support and education to literally thousands of small business owners. In the first part of the interview, I asked Jackie to talk about why she felt she needed coaching to support her as a CEO. Jackie, thanks very much for talking with us today. Jackie, why did you feel the need for external coaching? What were you looking to achieve?
Okay, so I was actually looking to achieve three things. The first thing was I needed to have somebody help me with looking at developing my skills and capabilities as a CEO. The second thing was looking at having somebody to bounce ideas off, and somebody who had it walked in my shoes before that could share their experience with me. And so I needed somebody to help me with setting the strategic direction of our business. And the third thing is when, as being a CEO of a business, there isn't many people that you can share or have conversations with that quite get where you're at, or are just a sounding board for you. So that were the three things that I were looking for in a coach.
Okay. Wow. All right, Jackie. Jackie, was that something that you decided you needed yourself, or was that based on a sense of feedback from those around you where you went, no, you know, I could really do with some external help here?
No, it wasn't remedial, so it wasn't somebody telling me. No, it was actually it was part of my own personal desire to to continually improve. I could see my own weak spots, and wanted to make sure what I thought were strengths as well. Maybe I was kidding myself. So needed somebody to give me reality check. So no, definitely driven by my own
desire to.
Yes.
And you're right, Jackie. I think there's something in the business world people sometimes forget is the higher you go, sometimes the lonelier the position. It's like the military, you know, when you get into, you know, senior command, you know, you actually start to separate from those that you've been around, and you don't always have that luxury to be able to bounce ideas off, because they are looking to you to lead. And I think the fact that you recognize that development is really great. Jackie, how did you then find the experience of engaging with Peter as a consultant to help coach, you know, and given that you've got a very busy work routine, how did that work? Well,
look, it was, we were able to make, it was pre-planned and scheduled. It was a priority in my view, and because I was getting so much value out of every session, it was top of the list, you know, was not something that I would compromise over time. So it was quite easy to make it work, actually. I didn't see any issues with that. So we had a fairly, Peter was always flexible, able to work around other priorities. But we were able to pre-plan them and commit to them in advance.
Yeah.
And should something come up, it wasn't like they were rigid. Should something come up, it
was
not met. But we actually met in my office, and that made it easier as well.
Yes, yes. So I guess from Peter's perspective, he understood your environment, and it's difficult to get that if you're doing this always constantly via the web or phone.
Yeah, no, we had face-to-face sessions. Yeah. However, after working with him and getting to know him, we did have a couple over the phone, and no, just as much value for those as it was face-to-face.
Yeah, Jackie, that's fantastic. So really, in summary, Jackie, what you're saying is it was that recognition of self-improvement, upskilling around those three areas, and then that engagement that was a combination of Peter being with you at your office, but also sometimes over the phone and talking through and you know, accommodating your routine, and really helping you self-discover, I guess, improve from that, which is great. Jackie, would be there anything extra you'd add in terms of experience, you know, for others looking to do this, or do you think that's pretty generic?
That's a really big question, isn't it? Anything else? Look, I think you've got to be prepared sometimes to be told the truth.
Yeah.
And that can sometimes, that's what I found. Like, you know, there was moments where I had to, you know, things were uncovered to me that I hadn't necessarily seen. And I had to be prepared to look at that, and sometimes that's uncomfortable.
Sure.
But it was done in a, you know, it was always able to be done in a.
But the process was constructive by the sound of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
not negative, no. And that's very much, I think, part of, you know, Peter's style, but that's the key to these things. It has to be positive and constructive. But
look, absolutely. And honest is as far as being able to diagnose too what was going on, not only for me, but also what was going on in the business and people around me in the business, I found that really helpful. So, and very insightful, which obviously came from experience. Yeah.
That's great. Jackie, thanks very much for that. That's really interesting. Thank you.